Last few years, and it's because I want to keep getting this message. There are messages about how the world is going to end, the different scenarios of how the world is going to end. Some of it was fighting the spirit, and as we want that. But as young people, do I just go to church? Don't worry about anything. I want you to remember. That's the thing that I'm just trust. To allow us to cry. In the here and now. So there are 5 points I'm going to go over. The first point is God wants us to pray. And I can prove that from Scripture. He's given us a process. Trust this process. Point three. God be discouraged. Because this world has us. God sees the future. He does. So you can trust Him with yours. And point five. While the struggle is real, as they can progress, are ahead of you. So start with one. The God wants to. You know, one of my favorite scriptures. Is it chapter? Because it tells us who our God is, why we are. John 3 says, the thief comes to me, for it's still to steal and destroy. And when my firstborn son was little, we could talk about this thing. At a young age, he said something that sticks with me today when I think. And defeat, that's the enemy, Satan. He wants to kill God's people. Feel God's power. That's we hear about that with the text. So he's up. And that's why in this world, sometimes we have to do this. We have to do this. But then Jesus Christ, he said, this is the reason I'm here. They have life and have it in abundance. This is what it means when abundance to the full temple. There's a question. Jesus, abundant. That's a principle, right? That's real. Once it is. Jesus gave us what he came for. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, it says, if you fully obey the Lord, God, the Lord your God will send you out of love upon the nation. All blessings will come. If you obey the Lord, you will be blessed in the city. Proof of your people, crops of your land, and the young of your calves of your herd, the blessing of your blood. You'll be blessed, and you'll be blessed when you go out. The Lord grant these crops up against you will be the they will take one with against them. That's why something was not just what we should do. Just like when he says, be fruitful and multiply, that wasn't just for Adam and Eve. He says, honor your mother and father, so the days that you are blessed to live now. But above the Lord, your heart. And here, we're seeing that, number one, there's a gain in abundance. There's blessing with obedience. When I say it, then this blessing says, no weapon touched it will prevail. I can receive that vindication of the Spirit. This is their vindication of me against the Lord. Blessing. Servants do what their masters command. What is blessings? What are we talking about? So I get seasons of my life where I've lived these blessings. I also have seasons of my life where it's every more close. And then you're the life book. The life book springs to the and you put that into the side. Oh, no, there's a rift in it. Not that it is what it's included in the text. I don't know about my job, no collectors or colleagues. This. There's this old school that breaks. And this like, you know? Girlfriend loves you, your dog dies, something happens to your kid. and hope force against you will prevail. It seems like against you prevail. Is prevailing. Yet, Christ is actually stepping up. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, 3. Ask of humility. And you shall come. And the door will be opened. Ask and receive the love of Christ, but the door will be opened. If the Son asks, God will give him a stone. Or if he asks for the fish, will give him a snake. If you can, don't partake to give the gifts of your children. How much more will your Father have you give? Is more loving, more kind than any of our earthly parents. At last, that his Father is my friend. That's what he says about our daddy. He says, your daddy knows how to do good. Step number two, trust his process. That could be the difficult part when we talk about Bible. Especially in this generation. I see Facebook generation, I'm already Facebook. The millennials, they have Instagram, and now the Gen Zs and the Alphas. But you know what? All these things happen. They show you the finished. That influence in the gym. We have business people in courtrooms demanding attention. We have real estate developers that have already built empires. He's healed. But Mark chapter 20, because the king of Satan brought up life. Vengeance. They asked him to touch. They wanted the end of time. Instances. We have so many instant meals. You put it in 2 minutes. And ready. Someone like that. It's time to drive around. Here's your water. In 2 minutes, we just keep going. Instantly. If you know how I feel about it, on about that. What is that? Thank you. the blind man. And he went outside of the building. Jesus asked. He looked up and said, I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. They were open. Jesus said, don't go inside the village. You know, there were many times that Jesus healed people. And once he healed somebody, he said, he has made you whole. There was another time he came into the house. He said, she's asleep. I'm like, no, she's dead. What do you get? Put everybody up. First is, now remember, talk about this culture of this world. Is the guilt, and this world. That's why people are negative. That's why things are. That's why people realize, you know what? Especially this country, we have to be taxes. Not send my kids to a public school. That's what they wanted using their. First thing he did was he got out of that environment. After he put him back. Second, let's look at the process again. God's process is different than ours. Now, Nathan was the commander of the army, a great man and a sizeless man. He had a victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. The man's greatest friend had gone out and taken captive the young girls of Israel, and she served him with wife. She said, if only my master would see the prophet in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl had said. By all means, go. The king of Aram replied, I will send letters to the king of Aram. So left. Take with you 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels, and 10 sets of clothes. The letter that he took to the king of Israel, this letter was sent to the servant Naaman, so that he may cure him of leprosy. He didn't understand the process. He was the king of Israel. Sometimes we try to bribe our way to the results we want. But still, the king of Israel had a letter to Israel and said, should I kill and bring back he sent him this message. Went with his horses and chariots before Elisha's eyes. Elisha sent a message. Wash yourself seven times a week. I thought it was probably come out to me the men of the war and spot my lovers. Our Abigail and Tamar, the rivers of all the waters of Israel, and I washed them to be I want you to think about that. That was the process. You tell me what to do. Love me one. We will say to ourselves, one, the wise God sing to us. Clean rivers. Right. Nice thing. This dirty little buddy tour. He didn't work. All this way to see God's prophet, right? He did. But God's prophet didn't even come out to see me. And verse 13 says, Nathan's servants once said, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done that? Moving right where you are in mission, right? It's a thing for Lord's great, right? And in order to do that, you have to get the crown to the top of the mountain. There's like a 500-foot, right? He said, the word secure is much more tell them seven times. And you listen to your parents and say, that's why your parents and your parents are good. Or if you leave, and I'm out of my dad. It's the most the answer is so. And they did not see. So these servants came to kill it. What's more than compare it to wisdom about what is that? What are you going to say? As the man of God, clean like that. And it's stuff. It's part. There are blessings for keeping the Sabbath. By itself. Blessings for keeping the Sabbath. By itself. There are blessings for raising your children in the Sabbath. There are blessings. Lessons for listening. The president says, you can't just condemn me. But if you do, you can't that. Justice. So I'm right. But if she kept nothing, nothing. And judge, he didn't fear God, didn't fear man, that. Is that much of this is in him? But I trust that because the plan to be blessed makes the plan to have a body. Now, again, that doesn't mean that there aren't challenges. That does not mean that there aren't challenges. But here it speaks as to why we can't trust the process. Why we can't trust the process. I'm afraid. I'm not good at this. They won't like me. They said I can't do it. One of my family's done it. Boss doesn't like me. That's part of it. I'm not good enough. I'm too young. I'm too old. So we never succeed because we don't even stop the process. There are right. I'll be there with you. Don't be concerned about it. Keep the plan in your heart. But now, you say, this is what the Lord says. God's given this into the hands of the prophet and the prophet. And he that I am will not escape them, but will serve you. Will take Zedekiah out of if you fight, will not succeed. To me, we don't get this. The God's plans are not our plans. Just because you put the name of Israel on it and put it in the fight, it doesn't mean that's the side of God's. Because God's process was very, very, very different. If we go back, verses. Jeremiah 29. We can see how this process that Jeremiah is. But that's okay, because the process which was that he wasn't and he didn't give the words that he from the Lord. This is the text. Jeremiah still from Jerusalem, so he held it among the exiles. All the other people have been carried into exile. This would have changed. But if it was a disease of the dead, want us to pay attention that this is God's process. Because really, really, really special relationship with everything. Realize that love everything. But that means that God shakes. Best part of the family. Okay, then your professor's still in the family. The faculty program isn't going to be as strong as possible. Not a lot of them professor. So, earlier it said that Nebuchadnezzar carried him to exile, but God is saying he's the one who caused it here. Do you understand that? That's the process. So this is what he is going to tell people to do in verse 5. You know, when we talk about Great Babylon, they really are in Babylon. So verse 5, the instruction from Jeremiah is build houses and sell them, plant gardens and eat what they produce, marry and have sons and daughters, find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase the number there and do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into heaven. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. It's easy to follow God when we think the process is going to benefit us. But it's easy. Sometimes it's difficult for us to stand there. If someone takes you up and carries you thousands of miles away to a strange city with different languages and different customs, you're going to be fearful. But when someone says, no, that's not the process, I'm trying to go back to Jerusalem as many of them try to do. It seems natural because of our fear. He said, not let the prophets and diviners deceive you, because they would we need to go back to Jerusalem. And see, that's the difference. That's the TikTok. That's the Instagram. Let's just go back here. And he's saying, no, stay here and build something. You build something, the city will prosper. That's an unpopular message. God should deliver us. Why does God deliver Jerusalem? Why God doesn't restore the kingdom? Even when Jesus Christ would walk, there was still a can't be Jesus. Right? Why can't you be Jesus? Because you won't restore the kingdom. Why did Judas betray him? Because he didn't restore the kingdom. Maybe God didn't know what? It's time for us to restore the kingdom. Chief priests kill them because they said, what are you doing that? Romans will come. They'll take our place. I am so tired of all they need. Look at the big one. Abundance. Okay? He has a big plan. We have these small times over the must be Jerusalem, must go to Jerusalem, have to do this in Jerusalem. A false prophet would tell you, go to Jerusalem, that's what they want to do. That is the reason some of them. Everything you are to grow, to succeed, to prosper, is going to cause you to do things that I listen to a lot of self-improvement guys that are very successful. He said, one of the things you need to do today, I'm going to give you a list of I have not been. God's promise was very, very different than man's. See God, see the that's without who can see Jeremiah 29 verse 11. God puts our minds and says, I know plans I have to declare them. Plans prosper, not so hard. Plans to give hope and future. So what did I say? He said, my process is for you to bless right here. For you to prosper right here. Every right here, to build houses, to build gardens, to be prosperous in the city, right here. The fear of the unknown. And you're looking for the comfort of the playthings of Jerusalem. It's going to be easy for you to abandon God's plan because of your fear. And be in a place where God is in the flesh. God is present. We talked about alignment last week. Being in step with God. Being in step with God. God is in alignment that I have. And he just told them what it was. What if he doesn't tell you? He'll just go out for you. God's been talking to me and asking me to be part of the business that I need to do it a bit differently. We do rentals. But listen, my wife is trying to create. That is. I'll show someone, I'll ask him a couple days later. I said, that person. No. He said, well, back in 1982, they were 20. That would be 59,000. Yes. It was like the best tennis I've ever played. But when I tell people how much I love our tennis, they talk about all these headaches and nightmares they have. That happened? Get our mind on time. What if people have our house better than we have our house? People are like, wow, this is nice. But that's our plan. You know, we got to make this is our business plan. You know, we know the rules and say, hey, this is how you do this, this is how you screen. That's gonna affect our plan. God's plan is different for us. But we can't do that person. But God, I have a question. I said, yeah, but they died in the dash in 1982 from 20. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, this is what it says, the words of the Lord, submit. Any plan will succeed. I like the influence of God's will and his guidance. You understand that he's strong by the way he can succeed and respond to his will and his guidance. When he says, okay, look, you've been doing it this way, and I know it's giving you some success. See that you're in Babylon, you feel more comfortable in Jerusalem. What I'm telling you is, go me. To be successful in our faith is sometimes not something that you do. It's real. But your best days are in trouble. For me, they call it particularly attractive. When it goes into the breast, I'm distracting and stretching. But most of the tissue is in that barber that is going to break down. It's going to get this button. Here's the problem. By approaching the moment to release this brain, things are the thing. That's the big motion to strengthen those ways. That makes it butterfly out. The button is not enough to so there's the point of design part. We are strengthened by the strength. I started working back on when I realized I need to get in shape. And I would do the bench press, I could barely do on each set. Regular bench press. Now, you know what? The way to lighter. The match is not getting any lighter. My feet were hurt, my knees were hurt, my legs were hurt just going to the future. I'm not like, I have to walk on what? Okay. I can't walk. Nothing. Uphill's down is better. For those walks. So that's how faith works. That's how trusting works. This is how for people in heaven. God says he knows he has the plan. He knows the plan. That's the problem. It's just a matter of saying, okay, I'm going to take step one. I'm going to take two. I'm going to take three. They're going to become part of life. So then, we're just trusting. The same with us. The things we might have to do make them small, specific. Sometimes it may seem even but what if you simply being prepared? That's great. Think about this brought into your life. Is it there to shape? What you're meant to do and who you are meant to do. I'm spread. With me. does want to be right. And we need to trust him. It's in this book, the Black one. But not just that. Of the whole. See, there's nothing in this book telling me I need to write my prophecy to. Nothing. But you know my past. Baptize your children. You know what God is leading you. Stop thinking small. If you think small, you won't understand God because God is big. He's doing things very small. When he made Adam and Eve, it's the side of the plane. It's the earth. He's the big. But he's not just being that hard. Hey, don't worry about it. Joseph's trouble, right? TikTok, Instagram, I'm talking about Joseph as the second most powerful person in Egypt. What do we think about the people? By his work. Israelites, Jews that Babylon. Because that book is real. But God wants us to trust his process. We have to trust. God is blessing you. What if the weather are fighting right now, or you are in one of those valleys, right, where it looks like every door is closing? Listen. We have life and life and life. We're not part. Let's speak. Let's call out. The problem you're in today is because you're trying to be some of those places that might be stopping. My favorite show in Vegas is the Michael Jackson show. What? Michael Jackson. The Michael Jackson show. So he's saying, "Man, the mirror, right? Up in the man mirror, I'm asking him to change his ways. Because every one of us can make the world a better place. Like you have 100% the ability to make the world a better place." doing certain things. Start doing certain things. So this performer does that stuff. That just stops the thing. Stops the show. So listen. So our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, it wasn't him. You were not, but I have found the truth. Hopeless in the ghettos of prison. The ghettos of prison. That's a whole different kind. That's where he grew up. That's how he was living. He's on stage, but he's still living. Everyone. What she did for me, what did she take? He was up. Wanted to kill God's people for that. Life, fun. That days are